Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, thanks for being back with me again at Conscious Wellbeing for You. I have a special treat for you today. His name is Dr. Dan Inberg, and he will give you some wonderful tips on digestive health, and you can call in and ask him questions or ask me questions. I wanted to first ask him, why is our digestive health so important, Dr. Dan Inberg? And thank you so much for being with us to tell us about it today.
Well, you're very welcome. It's important for all kinds of reasons, actually, because the digestion and nutrition affects the gut healthy bacteria. And the healthy bacteria in the gut affect the entire body, creating either a healthy immune system or a compromised immune system. And once the immune system is compromised and we develop chronic inflammation, that leads to chronic disease.
Okay, now I can speak to that a little bit, but I think you might be able to do it better. I have something called celiac disease, and I know that because of that, my immune system is compromised a little bit, and so I have to be very careful with my digestive system.
Correct. Your immune system is compromised a lot, not just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And can you explain how that all fits together?
Absolutely. Celiac disease is unfortunately a very damaging disease that's prevalent in maybe 1, 2, 3% of the population. And it's generally caused by gluten, which is a protein in the gut that has problems. But there are almost 60 to 80% of people that don't have celiac disease but react to gluten in a variety of ways that are not even related to symptoms in the gut. Here's what seems to happen. Gluten, which is a protein that is a protein of relatively modern man, generally speaking, before 10,000 years ago, before farming, the grains were not part of the human diet. And grains started to become farmed and then processed. And in the processing of grains, there is a protein, specifically a type of gluten, that does not get digested properly in the human gut. There is no enzyme that completely breaks down the protein of gluten into its constituent amino acids. So little fragments kind of break down into the gut, and the body doesn't understand how to deal with it, and it creates an irritation in the gut. In addition to the irritation in the gut, some of the chemicals in modern-day wheat and barley and rye damage the gut bacteria. So you're having damage to the gut lining and a change in the gut bacteria, and it irritates the gut lining to the point where it starts to open up and form leaks, and those bad proteins that have not been digested get into the bloodstream. Once it gets into the bloodstream, the immune system starts to react because it's a foreign object to the bloodstream, and it starts to create chronic inflammation. And sometimes these proteins that leak into the bloodstream look like other cells of other organs in the body. And then the body starts to break down these other healthy cells because they look like these invader proteins. And we develop autoimmunity like hypothyroidism or psoriasis or rheumatoid arthritis, depending on what is the weakest link in that individual's body. Celiac disease is a disease of the lining of the villi in the colon that creates tremendous breakdown because of this gluten protein. But that's related to just the intestine, but so many other problems can actually filter into the bloodstream without even developing celiac disease.
Wow. And so it can cause all these problems in our gut. But I believe that I had some other problems earlier in my life when I was younger that were sort of a result of this celiac disease that came from the fact that I couldn't digest properly what I was eating, and I believe that a lot of that was focused around stuff that was going on in my head. Like I would get sort of a brain fog. It was hard for me to focus and concentrate. And I believe it could have also triggered my epilepsy, because I had epilepsy growing up. So I just wanted, I'm not a doctor, but I wanted people to know that all these things, even, you know, I've read that even things like ADD and ADHD can be triggered by celiac disease and by other autoimmune disorders that come from eating something you shouldn't be eating.
That's correct. Grains are one of the biggest problems, but grains are not the only problem. Anything that is going to disturb the gut lining and the normal bacteria of the gut, and there are so many bacteria in the gut that are basically healthy, and we need them. And we even have bad bacteria in the gut, but they're in a state of balance. But when bad bacteria in the gut get out of balance, it creates inflammation, it creates damage to the lining of the gut, and things that leak into the bloodstream can affect any part of the body, like your brain, like your skin, like your joints, like your mouth. I'm a periodontist. Periodontal disease is very well documented to be partially an autoimmune disease related to the bacteria in the gut that damage the bloodstream and the immune system that starts to affect the mouth.
Now, that's really good to know, because I think that my orthodontists and my dental hygienists don't know this about me, that I have celiac disease and it can lead to some periodontal issues. Can it lead to hypersensitivity in the mouth? Because I am really, really sensitive. My whole mouth inside is very, very sensitive to the touch.
Well, sensitivity is a result of a variety of things. For example, let's say what happens in the gut changes the bacteria in the gut, and it changes the bacteria in a not good way. And then this bacteria in the gut get involved with the saliva and the bloodstream, and it changes the bacteria in the mouth. Now the bad bacteria in the mouth are going to start to create possibly some acids. Certainly, if you're eating the wrong foods that are getting fermented in the mouth, acids can be produced, and the acids can start to irritate the root surfaces. In addition to the acids, the bacteria that are not healthy can form around the gum line, creating inflammation and infection. Those bacteria that create the inflammation also are producing more acid. So it is very likely that you're not eating the right foods that are, you're not eating nutrient-dense anti-inflammatory foods that helps support your healthy gut bacteria, and you're getting bad bacteria in your mouth, and then the foods that you're eating that these bad bacteria are breaking down to form more acids is creating your sensitivity. Sensitivity in the mouth is also frequently a result, or a combination of a result, of gritting or grinding your teeth. So a lot of people, especially that are under stress, will clench or grit their teeth. When you clench or grit your teeth, the little nerves and blood vessels inside the root of the tooth become irritated and inflamed, and they become more sensitive as far as to touch or certain types of temperatures are concerned. So when the nerves and vessels inside of a tooth become inflamed and irritated, the tooth becomes sensitive. Compound that with bacteria and the improper foods that are creating more acids, you're developing many, many causes of this tooth sensitivity that you might be experiencing right now.
Okay, now folks, you're listening to Dr. Dannenberg, and in a moment I'll have him give you his contact information, because he knows not only about your periodontal health, but about your digestive health and how you can improve it by eating certain foods and not eating other foods, and why that works or doesn't work for you. And if you have questions for him that you would like to ask us today or during our show, that call-in number is area code 929-477-3282. I'll repeat that. It's 929-477-3282. And if you're the first caller in, I will give you a complimentary quick starter package. That's my health coaching package. And now I'll have Dr. Dannenberg speak on his contact information. I'll have him give you that now.
Sure. The easiest way to get in touch with me is through my website. And in the contact section of my website, you can just drop me an email or shoot me an email, and I certainly can respond to any questions. The website is drdannenberg.com. So that would be drdannenberg.com.
Super. And there was a book that you authored, I believe, that you wanted to tell us about.
Yes. Well, I am in the process of getting a book that hopefully can get published. The title is not definite yet. I may have sent you a tentative title in my email.
Mm-hmm.
What did I send you?
Let me have a quick look and see if I can find it. Let's see. Not sure you sent it. That's my email to you.
We're dealing with a publisher currently, so they're playing with a variety of titles, but it's going to basically be on a type of a process of getting your overall body into a healthy state based on a dentist's point of view. So everybody's talking about how you can get healthy by eating certain foods, and they talk about the foods, and then they go right to the gut. This is going to talk about what's going on in the mouth and how it gets to the gut and then how it affects the rest of the body.
Wow, this sounds really cool. This sounds almost like something that would be up one of my brother's alleys, because he was always into eating healthy and combining foods for health. There was that big fad about, you know, combining, you know, don't eat fruit and veggies in the same meal, that kind of thing, and doshas and Ayurveda.
Now, that's not what I believe.
Right,
I understand
that we're not going that way with this discussion. That I totally understand. I'm just thinking, boy, I'd like to, you know, introduce my brother to your philosophy. I'm sorry, it's not a philosophy. It's a medical practice or theory or finding.
Well, I'm a periodontist, and I subscribe to a philosophy of a nutrient-dense, anti-inflammatory diet. So what that means is eating certain foods that are nutrient-dense and anti-inflammatory, and avoiding the foods that are inflammatory and foods that are contaminated with a variety of chemicals, in other words, foods that have been processed. So I am into a nutrient-dense, anti-inflammatory diet and avoiding all grains and all processed foods, processed vegetable oils.
Would you say that's most similar to the paleo diet?
It is a paleo-type diet. The problem with a paleo diet, and you have to understand, some people think of a paleo diet as just people that eat a bunch of meat. It's interesting
mm-hmm.
that a paleo diet is really a diet where people eat the foods that are grown on the land where they live, but they don't
mm-hmm.
eat processed foods. So people that live in the northern hemispheres and the colder environments eat a different type of food than the people that live near the equator. They're all paleo-type diets. Basically, they're eating the foods of the land, but they're not eating processed foods and chemicals and GMO foods, and that way they are not damaging the gut bacteria and they're supporting their individual cells.
Okay, excellent. That sounds good to me. I think I need to get your book.
Yes, well, as soon as it's published, I will let you know. Like I said, the title is up in the air. I have a publisher that has been looking at the book for several months. I understand there is a contract in the wind. Hopefully that's going to happen. And if that is occurring, they'll decide on a title, and I will be able to tell you that title as soon as I know.
Fantastic. Now, how commonly prescribed to is your philosophy of eating for periodontal health being eating for digestive health? How many periodontists and other doctors prescribe to that philosophy?
Great question. I am in the far minority. My profession talks about dentistry, brushing and flossing, for example. They talk about a variety of ways to fix the manifestation of diseases, but very few people in dentistry and medicine talk about true prevention from a primal nutrition and a primal lifestyle point of view. I would say that I am one of very, very few periodontists in the entire country, maybe even the world, that are talking along these lines. I think it's going to become more popular, more prevalent as people start to become aware of nutrition and how it affects the entire body. But at this point, it seems to be very, very isolated.
Okay. So you think that because we're not as aware as we will be soon, that's why other periodontists haven't prescribed yet to this philosophy?
They just don't, you know, people don't know what they don't know. In dental school and medical school, we are not taught about nutrition. I didn't learn about nutrition. I've been in practice for 42 years. I never learned about what I know now. The only reason I know now what I am doing now is because in 2006, I had a stroke. And in 2006, I thought I was healthy, but I must have not been healthy, right? And from 2006 to 2013, I tried to learn everything I could about nutrition, but I was learning traditional concepts of nutrition, and I still didn't get the basis of real nutrition. In 2013, I was very fortunate to take a course that was a five-day course that was actually at the Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health called Nutritional Intensive for Healthcare Professionals. And it was a five-day program that took nutrition, but it looked at nutrition from totally different perspective, and it was evolutionary nutrition, the nutrition that our species followed for 2.5 million years. And at that point, I learned that almost everything I was doing was incorrect. And that's when I learned about the nutrient-dense foods, anti-inflammatory foods, and the bacteria in our gut, and what processed foods were doing to damage our bodies. From that point on, I have incorporated these concepts and have done quite a bit of more research and education, but I've incorporated these concepts with the periodontal treatment for my patients. So in the last 4 years, I've changed my life, and I'm starting to change my patients' lives.
And do you think because of your better nutrition that you now have less risk of having another stroke?
I am healthier today than I've ever been in my entire life. I have lost almost 35 pounds in 4 years, not because I tried to go on a diet. I just lost the weight that my body didn't need because my hormones started to balance.
Excellent. Now, nutrition and hormones, that is another huge topic. Do you think we can kind of put it into a 10-minute nutshell?
Well, I am not a medical doctor, and I don't want to even give you an idea that I can discuss hormones on a medical level, but I can tell you this. The hormones are a variety of proteins in the body that basically communicate from cell to cell. Your body needs a communication system for one cell to communicate to another cell from the tip of your toe to the tip of your head. And hormones and a variety of other chemical factors that are produced by hormones and various cells go back and forth to tell the body where the state of health or the state of disease is and what other organs need to do to make your body become and stay in a state of balance. So when you're eating healthy, you have proper nutrition. You're basically giving every cell the nutrients, the communication skills of what it needs to function properly and to communicate that with another cell. And when you're doing that, your hormones, your communication system becomes balanced. And a lot of hormones that are out of balance can become better balanced.
Excellent, excellent. Now, folks, there are 9 minutes left in the show. If you want to ask Dr. Dannenberg how you can stay healthy at a cellular level by eating properly, please call in to ask him now at 929-477-3282, and I'll have him give his contact information again one last time for the show.
Okay, so if anybody wants to get in touch with me, you can go to my website and go to the contact section, and the website is drdannenberg.com, which is drdannenberg.com. Basically, a healthy nutritional diet consists of animal protein that is either wild-caught or pastured. It consists of all kinds of fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds, cooked or raw, but it does not consist of any processed foods, any foods that have any chemicals or pesticides or GMO elements to it. And if you were to eat that kind of a diet, you would be eating basically a nutrient-dense anti-inflammatory diet. But diet is just one part of a healthy body. I consider a healthy body consisting of four pillars or four legs to a table. One is a nutrient-dense diet. The other is restorative sleep, like 7 to 8 hours a night. The third leg would be efficient exercise, not 2 or 3 hours of aerobic exercise every day, but efficient exercise, maybe a couple times a week, that exercise your body properly. And the fourth pillar would be stress reduction, which is probably the most difficult area that we as a modern society need to deal with.
Okay, excellent. I do like to talk on these subjects myself as a health coach. So if you want a little more help with any of those things, you can call me. Check out my website at joyfulwellness.com, and I will put you on to great people like Dr. Dannenberg and other resources if you need a little extra help. And my phone number is area code 707-762-3578, and I like to talk about getting exercise that you enjoy, getting into a line of work that makes you happy, and you know, living a great home life with great relationships all around you, and also eating right. And Dr. Dannenberg can tell you about eating right, so give him a call, because he knows about eating right for your whole body, because that does affect your entire body and everything in it at a cellular level. So remember to do that and to get good sleep, like you said. That's very, very important too, and be happy. And was there anything else that you wanted to say to us, Dr. Dannenberg, in the last 5 minutes?
Sure. So, I mean, we were talking about digestive health, and I could provide anybody that really wants to contact me with a 3-page sheet that I give my patients. It's what's called a 30-day reset diet. It elucidates the foods that you can eat as often as you want, as much as you want, that are nutrient-dense. It has a section of foods that you have to eat in moderation. And then it has a variety of foods that you have to completely avoid. These are the foods that are not nutrient-dense and that are inflammatory for your body, that creates damage to your gut and creates a decreased immune system.
Okay. Now, is it okay if they listen to my show on another day in the coming weeks and then call you having done that and ask you at that time for your to take you up on your offer? Or
oh, sure. You can. They can take me up on my offer at any time. That's not a problem. It's in a PDF file. I can certainly send it to anybody by email if they want.
Super, super. Thank you so much for that. I'll let you say a quick goodbye to my listeners, and then I'm going to say goodbye.
It's been a pleasure. I hope that I've given somebody one little piece of information that they can take back and make a change in their life.
I'm absolutely sure you must have. Thank you so much for talking to us, Dr. Danberg. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Have a great day.
I'm going to let you go now.
Okay, thanks.
Yep. All right, then. That was Dr. Danberg. Definitely give him a call. He is one of our precious resources on the earth right now. Lots of wonderful information and experience under his belt about digestive health from the angle of a periodontist. And so give me a call next time if you have some questions at 929-477-3282. Next time will not be this coming next week, but the following week. So 2 weeks from today, I will be on again. I will not be here next week. So sorry about that, folks. And I will have another guest for you. Let me see who it's going to be. I'll try and tell you before we go off the air here. I may get cut off in the middle. And next time, on the 15th, it's going to be, nope, I will not be here on the 15th. I'm sorry. I take that back. And yes, I think I will. 1 second. Well, I will get back to you and let you know who will be on my show the next time. And I'll let you know if I'm going to be here on the 15th. I'm not exactly sure. I'm a little confused about my calendar here. 1 second. Yes, I am going to be here on the 15th. I just don't have that filled in on that part of the calendar yet. Okay, so everybody enjoy your week until I catch you again on the 15th and listen again on the 15th, and I will have another special treat for you. Okay, have a wonderful time, folks. Bye-bye now.